Welcome to Behind Cleveland, a community-powered digital media platform dedicated to uncovering the heart and soul of Cleveland. Real stories from real people, amplifying voices, places, and spaces. And step outside the city limits with Beyond Cleveland, bringing you stories from around the nation. Tune in to discover and explore as we take you behind.
Welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be checking out a filmmaker right here in Cleveland.
Oh, cool.
Jake Cole. His work's been getting a lot of buzz lately, and we've got this really cool interview with him from Behind Cleveland.
Nice.
Yeah, where he talks about his process and the whole Midwest film scene. It's really fascinating.
I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah. So right away, you know, you can tell Jake's approach to filmmaking, it's a little different. Like, he founded his company, Jake Cole Films, and their tagline is Creative Media Solutions Making a Difference.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Right. It really sets the tone. You can tell he's not just about the art. He wants to make an impact, too. And his path to getting here was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Okay, so he starts out, you know, like a lot of us do, just classic backyard horror films as a teen.
Funny enough, you know, back when I was like 12 or 13, I made dumb backyard horror videos with my friends and kind of just started off as somewhat of an editor. And I took on editing jobs throughout college, things like that, and I decided just to make this a full-time thing since I already kind of knew how to do the hard part. So ended up just figuring out the rest of the production process.
Classic.
Right. Then he gets into editing. And get this. He even considered a career in criminal justice.
Whoa, really? That's a totally different direction, right? Yeah.
But then he has this experience during ride-alongs while exploring the criminal justice path.
Okay.
And he sees the heroin epidemic firsthand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it really shook him up.
Yeah.
And it totally changed his course.
I was in college. I did 2 years of a criminal justice degree. And I did a bunch of ride-alongs, things like that. And honestly, this was like during the height of the heroin epidemic. And, it just got to be a lot going in and walking in on people just OD'd on their couch and seeing the pain and all that. And, I decided I didn't want to be a grizzled cop at 25. So, I decided to make movies instead. And the very first, documentary I did was, about the heroin epidemic back then.
So that's what led him to filmmaking.
Yeah. It was a turning point. It inspired his first documentary, Saving Hope, which focused on the heroin crisis.
That's heavy.
It is. But you can see how that experience, you know, really shaped his outlook and his desire to tell these important stories.
Definitely. It's like he found his purpose through that experience.
And it seems like giving a voice to unsung heroes is a recurring theme in his work.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, thank you, Theo. The documentary about the 80-year-old man who protects sea turtles in St. Kitts.
Yes, exactly. It's so inspiring.
Yeah, right.
So different from that whole Hollywood stereotype.
Totally. It's like he's using film to make a real difference in the world.
And it's not just about the subjects of his films. It's his whole approach. You know, he embraces challenges, even seeks them out.
Like what?
Well, like the 48-hour film challenge. He calls it a stress test for his team.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about winning.
Right. It's about pushing their limits, learning to adapt and work together under pressure.
And I bet he's got some wild stories from those challenges.
Oh, you have no idea. Actors dropping out last minute, equipment malfunctions, you name it.
Right.
They even won in 2019 and got to go to Amsterdam.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So we've talked about, you know, his commitment to impactful stories and his collaborative approach.
Right.
But let's talk about his style. He mentions this recent preference for anamorphic shooting.
Interesting.
To give his projects that cinematic look.
However, for a lot of my creative works lately, I like to shoot anamorphic, mainly because it makes things look like a movie. And that's something that's, I guess, part of my style lately. I like to be able to kind of not just figure out my style on each shoot, but at the same time, as my style is developing, I do see similarities between some of these more narrative creative shoots. Like, for instance, that that music video. For things like music videos or feature films or narrative, things like that. I have a certain shoot kind of look and profile, and like LUTs and things like that, that I'll put on. And I, depending on the genre and the project, we'll even go in with a plan in mind, with a shot list and with a lookbook and all that stuff.
Hmm. Can you explain that a bit for our listeners who might not know?
Sure. So anamorphic lattices squeeze the image horizontally during filming, and then it gets unsqueezed when it's projected. That creates a wider aspect ratio.
Okay.
You know, like those epic widescreen movies with those cool horizontal lens flares.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, it's a classic Hollywood technique.
So he's bringing that Hollywood look to the Midwest, which
right.
is cool.
Yes, really.
But he also says he adapts his approach to each project, whether it's a documentary, a music video, a narrative film. So he's not just stuck in one style.
That makes sense. He seems to be all about serving the story above all else.
Exactly. And that brings us to something really interesting. His views on AI in filmmaking.
Oh, yeah. AI is everywhere these days.
Right. And he's got this really nuanced take on it. He acknowledges the potential benefits.
Like what?
Well, like for editing and upscaling footage. But he also cautions against relying on it too much.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well, he compares it to cheating in class.
Mm.
Like, you might get the result.
Right.
Are you really learning and growing as a creative?
I love that analogy. It really makes you think about the trade-offs.
Exactly. So that leads to another key question. How does he make content that resonates with audiences?
Good question. Especially these days when everything is so algorithm-driven.
I know, right?
Every project's different. And that's something that, you know, always keeps me on my toes at least a little bit. But the process kind of... It feels almost somewhat similar between each project because, again, at the end of the day, it's about communication. Like, for instance, with the music video, we had talked for weeks beforehand trying to figure out the locations, their wardrobe, getting shot lists together, things like that. So, yeah, it's part of that process, you know, is figuring out the look that you want for it. But at the end of the day, my goal is to make sure that, you know, they're happy, that whoever I'm working with has the output that goes, that either meets their expectations or goes above and beyond what they want.
Well, it seems like he's all about authenticity, making work that he personally connects with.
That makes sense.
And he uses A/B testing to see how audiences react.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about this idea of breaking the story, which is key to his process.
For breaking the story.
Yeah, so it's basically about dissecting the narrative, figuring out the core elements, the plot points, the character arcs.
Got it.
And finding the best way to structure it all, like a blueprint for the film.
I see. So it's all about shaping the narrative for maximum impact.
Exactly. Mm. And it seems to be working. His upcoming film, Cuyahoga Kid, is getting a lot of buzz. It's this gritty Midwestern story set in the Cuyahoga National Park.
Sounds intriguing.
It is. So he's found a way to tap into something universal while staying true to his roots.
That's pretty cool.
Right. And speaking of staying true to his roots, let's talk about working in the Midwest film scene, you know, compared to Hollywood.
Right.
What are some of the unique challenges and advantages?
Well, I think one of the biggest advantages is the sense of community. Yeah. You know, it's a smaller pond.
Right.
So filmmakers have a better chance of connecting with each other and supporting each other's work.
He's a big believer in that rising tides raise all ships idea.
Exactly. And you can see that in his commitment to mentorship. You know, he's always willing to share his knowledge and experience with up-and-coming filmmakers.
And it's not just talk. He actually walks the walk. He hosts workshops, mm-hmm. speaks at film schools, offers one-on-one mentorship.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like he's paying it forward, investing in the future of the Midwest film scene.
And that's so important, especially in a region that's often overlooked by the mainstream industry.
But of course, there are downsides too.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions the limited opportunities for large-scale productions compared to Hollywood.
Right. But, you know, instead of seeing that as a limitation, mm-hmm. he sees it as a chance for individual voices to stand out.
Yeah.
You know, for unique stories to be told.
It's like he's saying, hey, we might not have the same resources as Hollywood, but we've got heart and we've got stories to tell.
Exactly. And those stories deserve to be heard.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about his future aspirations. He mentioned wanting to make an action musical.
Oh, wow. That's ambitious.
Right. It's a pretty bold move.
Yeah.
But it also seems so fitting, you know, with his love for music and his willingness to push creative boundaries.
I can totally see it. I bet it would be something really special, like a Midwestern La La Land meets John Wick.
I love that I could already picture it. The car chases set to soaring orchestral scores.
Yes, and the fight scenes choreographed like dance numbers.
Oh, man. It would be epic.
And who knows, maybe it'll even inspire a whole new wave of Midwestern action musicals.
That would be amazing. So before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to go back to something Jake said about the importance of breaking the story.
Oh, yeah. That's such a crucial part of the process.
Right. He talked about really dissecting the narrative, figuring out the core elements, the plot points, the character arcs.
And finding the best way to structure it all.
Exactly. It's like creating a blueprint for the film.
And he uses some interesting techniques to refine that blueprint, like A-B testing.
Mm-hmm. Where he shows different cuts to audiences and gets their feedback.
Right. It's like he's treating storytelling as a science, you know, constantly experimenting and iterating.
It's a really smart approach. And it shows his commitment to crafting narratives that truly resonate with people.
Definitely. So as we move into the final part of our exploration, I want to leave you with a question. What makes a story truly captivating for you?
What are those elements that draw you in and make you care about the characters and their journey?
Think about it. We'll delve deeper into the power of storytelling in the next part of our deep dive.
That's a tough one, isn't it? Like, what really hooks us? I think for me, it's that feeling of being transported, you know? Like you're right there in the story, living it alongside the characters.
I get that. That sense of immersion when you're so invested in the world and the characters.
Yeah.
You forget about everything else.
Exactly. And I think Jake's really good at creating that kind of immersive experience.
Yeah. He's got this knack for drawing you in with his visuals, his storytelling. His characters feel so real.
And the settings, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you can practically smell the pine needles in Cuyahoga Kid. I know, right?
Yeah.
He really brings those Midwest landscapes to life. And he's not afraid to explore the darker side of things either.
Definitely. Like the opioid crisis in Saving Hope. That was a powerful film.
It was. It really stayed with me.
Yeah.
And it's all the more impactful because, you know, it's rooted in his own experiences.
Right. It's like he's saying, this is what's happening in my community, and it's a story that needs to be told.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes his work so compelling. It's that blend of personal experience and social commentary.
And artistic vision, too. Let's not forget that he's a talented filmmaker with a unique eye for visuals and storytelling.
Absolutely. And he's not just telling stories for himself. He wants to empower others to find their voices too.
Yeah, his dedication to mentorship is really inspiring. Like he's building a legacy that goes beyond his own films.
It's like he's creating a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Inspiring a whole new generation of storytellers.
And that's what's so exciting about the Midwest film scene right now. There's this sense of momentum, like something special is brewing.
I agree. It's like a fertile ground for creativity, where new voices can emerge and flourish.
And Jake's right there in the thick of it, leading the way.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Jake Cole's world, I think there's a bigger lesson here about the power of storytelling.
Oh, absolutely. Stories connect us, they inspire us, they challenge us.
And they can make a real difference in the world.
So what's your story? What do you want to share with the world?
That's a great question to ponder. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time.
This has been The Deep Dive, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into a fascinating